All right, everybody. Tuesday, May 31st, 2022. I'm going to make the bold assumption that most of us are relatively fatigued and a bit sore from Murph yesterday because that's a ton of work. So today we intentionally have a shorter workout that, while challenging, it shouldn't beat anybody up. It's a great after Murph sort of a workout. And I believe we did it last year after Murph as well because it just fits really well. So today's workout is a named CrossFit benchmark workout called Annie. Annie is 50-40-30-20-10 reps for time, or not, of double unders and sit-ups. And so once a week we do a four time or not workout. This is it this week because I chose this as the or not option because of all the double unders. If you just want to, don't worry about the clock running, make your way through the double unders, trip as often as you need to, reset, and just get better at double unders today, it's a great day not to run the clock. But if you have them and you want to go for it, the clock's there. Last time we did this was on January 18th, 2022. If you want to go back into the BTWB app and check how it went for you, video showing the double under and the sit-up. Super fitness robot time, 6 minutes, 30 seconds or less. More likely time, anywhere under 12 minutes. The wild card option is people seem to enjoy it last time we posted it. Same amount of work, but broken up into more manageable sets. So the wild card option is 10 rounds for time, or not, of 15 double unders and 15 sit-ups. So 10 rounds, 15 double unders, 15 sit-ups. And I also have under there, or single unders. Scaled option, similar rep scheme to Annie, but we're getting rid of the 50. So it's 40, 30, 20, 10 reps for time, or not, single under, and sit up. Limited equipment option, same as the workout of the day. No equipment option, this is going to catch somebody off guard, assuming you have no equipment, so no jump rope. Where you would normally jump rope, you're going to do jumping jacks. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 reps for time or not, jumping jack, and sit-up. That'll pack more of a wallop than people realize. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Plank hold, accumulating 2 to 5 minutes, video showing that. And then box jumps, 10 to 25 repetitions, not for time, focuses explosive power, rest as long as you need between each one of those reps. The height should be challenging, yet appropriate. Don't want anybody missing, hitting their shins, that's not what we're looking for. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rolling. Then we have calves and foam rolling, and cobra stretch for the abs. Hope everybody is recovering well, eating well, and sleeping well after Murph, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for a nice little EMOM.